The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie. How you doing today?
Magnificent. How are you?
Not that good, but I'm okay.
All right. We have, for the second week in a row, Dave Lewis from L.A. Lewis Moving and Storage Company.
Good morning, Jackie and Pat. Thanks for having me back today. Glad to be here.
Thanks for being with us. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been assisting, advising, and guiding clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have, or if you'd like to suggest a topic, to questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, go to the Live Dunmore Corners webcam tab. Click on that and see what's going on at the corners.
Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Also on jruddy.com, view our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows. Once again, jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Dave Lewis, owner of L.A. Lewis Moving and Storage Company. How long have you been in the moving business, please?
Oh, this sets people back off their feet. 116 years. The Lewis family started in business with my grandfather, L.A. Lewis Sr., in 1899, horse and wagon. Once again, he boasted about having the second Mack truck in the city of Scranton. And, of course, now in 2015, we're moving with a motorized truck.
Your third generation?
That is correct.
You do residential and commercial moves?
That's correct.
You also do storage?
Both industrial storage and household goods storage.
And file storage?
Record storage.
Record storage. Okay, good.
And record destruction.
Excellent. So you've been doing this for a very long time. You know what you're doing. And how about the people that work for you? How long have they been there?
Very proud of the fact that, of course, some of my drivers have been with me anywhere from 20 to 30 years. They've made this their lifetime career as well as I have. They've been at my side since I graduated from high school.
Nice. Okay, good. So you have nice, loyal people working for you. And they probably take care of your business and the way you would.
That's correct.
So last week we were talking about all the different aspects of moving, what you'd like to see people do, calling you for an estimate and doing it, several weeks in advance of the actual move, not a day or two before, and plan, in other words, plan and schedule and get ready for that move.
6 to 8 weeks prior to your moving date. And once again, you want to make sure that you're dealing with a reputable moving and storage company, no matter where you're going, locally or long distance. You do not want to deal over the internet or just call over the phone to schedule your move. You want to make sure that the mover that you've chosen will come out personally and give you a written estimate.
I like dealing with local people I can put a face on. That you're talking about these internet companies, we have the same problems with some of these mortgage companies that people are getting over the internet. They're getting this fantastic rate. Oh, it's just the best rate. And then I have several instances myself of when we get to closing, all of a sudden something's screwed up and there's no face, there's nobody to call, there's nothing to do. So anytime I can deal with a local businessman, somebody I can look right into the eye and face to face, I'm all for that.
that great rate turns into a financial nightmare in the end because they have to come up with an extra $3,000.
Absolutely. That's exactly what happened. Oh, I forgot to tell you. And if you don't come up with the $3,000, well, I guess we're not closing.
So what forms of payment do you accept and on what terms, please, for moving?
We accept all major credit cards, cash. You have to be careful when you're moving long distance. That does require the cash, a credit card, or a certified check, money order, etc. do not accept on long distance work a personal check. Personal checks are only accepted when you're doing local moves.
Okay. All right. Sometimes moving expenses, sometimes, and we're not tax specialists, so I'm not going to make any representations here, but there are some moving expenses that can be tax deductions.
Most of the time, not moving locally, long distance moves
would apply.
Would apply to being a tax write-off.
Okay. So there are some things that pose challenges to what you do. There are items in a household like appliances, flat screen TVs, computers.
Good point.
So let's talk about those items and the do's and the don'ts of each, please.
Okay. Well, of course, the first item is your family computer. There are a lot of procedures that you have to go through, and of course, packing the computer has to go in a special box, and that's all laid out in our free information, moving your computer.
Okay, so there's certain steps to follow to protect the system, obviously, and you don't want to have mechanical failure or damage
right.
due to it not being packed properly.
Right. Number one, you want to make sure that you back up your system data before you shut the computer off.
Okay. And there's a physical shock that can occur during the move, during the transport?
That is correct.
So, and we were also talking about the appliances. You were saying about moving the appliances. What special challenges do you have, like, say, for a front-loading washer?
Well, right now, front-loading washers are really, really hot button. You have to make sure, even if you're just moving across town, that machine is serviced properly. The mover does not service it. We have a third-party company that comes out and take care of that. One suggestion that I could make to the consumer is when you buy your appliance new, make sure that you save all the locking devices so you have that available for when you're moving. You can actually service it yourself, but we do recommend a professional servicing that piece. That piece could cost up to about $250 just to service the machine for moving.
What does that include, like the rebalancing of it?
That includes the kit that goes in and the technician to put the kit inside to secure the tub for moving.
Oh, and then will he rebalance it when it gets to the other side?
That's another cost. Oh, my goodness. Another $75
on
top of it.
So it doesn't even seem like it's worth it.
It doesn't, As we discussed earlier, maybe leave the appliances there and buy brand new.
It might be
Make
worth
sure
it.
Make sure they're the same color, though, too.
Make sure they match.
They match.
They match.
Uh-huh. That's an inside joke. Yes, yes, yes.
Another big one is flat screen TVs. That requires, even when you're moving locally, that you service your TVs properly. There's a special box available that you need to pack your flat screen TV in. One suggestion is when you buy your TV new, save the packing material. Don't throw it away. Put your flat screen TV box in your storage area to make sure when you move you have the box available to you. That could add to the cost of your move substantially. But, once again, we do have that service available for packing flat-screen plasma television.
Wow, a lot of things to think of. When you're buying those items and putting them in your house, oftentimes you're not thinking about actually moving. Sometimes moving is a situation where it just comes up out of the blue, you know,
right.
Job transfer or a death of a loved one. So a lot of people, when they're buying those items, they're not thinking of moving them in the future. But that's a good idea to keep a box for something like that.
Right.
I wouldn't think of it, would you?
We have the boxes for all our TVs up in the attic. I can tell you exactly where they are. Yes, as a matter of fact, we do.
Yeah, we're not planning a move, though.
No, we're not planning a move.
Dave, getting back to computers, there's issues with cables if they're not detached properly, and also printers. What do you have to do with a printer? What do you have to keep in mind with printers that you're moving?
Okay. Most printers that we use today have a cartridge in them. And in order to protect the piece itself, you want to make sure that the cartridge is removed and properly packed and wrapped. You mentioned cables. You want to make sure that the cables are removed entirely from the piece, because that risks the chance of breaking the back of the piece off if you have the cable attached and you wrap it up and try to pack it in a box with the cable still attached. All cables should be removed from both the drive, from the screen, from the printer, and wrapped up in a separate piece of paper, bag, whatever.
So detach them.
Detach it, yes.
Okay, and properly detach them.
Exactly. Okay. Once again, we have this free information available to you. Moving your computer, we can provide that to you. Go to our website, go to my email address. Be happy to mail it out to you.
And the website and your email address, please?
Website is www.lalewismoving.com. My personal email address is dlewis@lalewismoving.com.
And your phone number, of course, is?
Phone number 570-346-5749.
With us today is Dave Lewis, owner of L.A. Lewis Moving and Storage Company. We're headed towards a break. Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes, we have a large Victorian-style home in the Hollywood section of Dunmore. It is a three-unit, and it is located at 1700 Madison Avenue for $259,000. This home has two one-bedroom apartments and a three-bedroom apartment. It is located on a large corner lot with a garage and off-street parking. This home could be converted back to a grand single with lots of extra space, and the third floor could be used as a master suite or extra bedrooms if needed. That's an occupied three-unit Victorian-style home at 1700 Madison Avenue in Dunmore for $259,000, and that is listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Trulia announced the 13 hottest real estate markets in America. One was Austin, Texas. Two, Riverside, San Bernardino, California. Three, Los Angeles, California. Four, San Francisco, California. Five, Orange County, California. Six, Miami, Florida. Seven, San Jose, California. Eight, Oakland, California. A lot of California here.
I was going to say, everything's in California.
I think we should go to California.
Yeah,
sure, right. Nine, West Palm Beach, Florida. 10, Houston, Texas. 11, Honolulu, Hawaii. 12, Denver, Colorado. And 13, Portland, Oregon. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be right back. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. We're back. back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devan.
Good morning again, Jackie.
Good morning to you and to Dave Lewis, our special guest from L.A. Lewis Moving and Storage Company. We thank you for being with us for 2 weeks in a row. We're having some great discussion with you regarding moving. Before the break, we talked about the challenges of flat screen TVs, computers, printers, and appliances, specifically those front-loading washing machines.
That's correct. And thanks again for inviting me back and being here with you today.
There are also some challenges when people go to move pets, plants, and other possessions.
You know what? Well, I got to interrupt here. When we're talking about moving, I think of that commercial that I see on TV all the time. I'm moving this weekend. And the girl
is
walking.
That's when all your friends get sick.
I'm sick. At least we can depend on you. You know, it's. Oh.
I've moved 3 or 4 times in my life. Each time a professional mover moved me. I would never think to ask family and friends to move me, but people often do it. You know, they get the, you know, a couple trucks and with those extended, what are they called? Those.
I don't know, big boxes full of beer. I don't know.
Oh, or kegs, right?
Or kegs, yeah.
All right. So they, in a few boxes or trays of pizza, and that's the payoff, right?
Yeah. The payoff is something broken, something smashed.
I believe
smashed.
We discussed that. A nice big hole in your wall. And
well, here's a true story.
Your broken China hutch.
We have a listing right now where the people did move out, and they moved to their new home. And the day that they moved, well, the next day we had a showing scheduled to go to the house. And I get the text in the morning, early morning panic text that said, well, we moved yesterday, we're all out, but, you know, my brother's friend fell down the steps and the dresser went through the wall. Now we have to patch the wall. Can we cancel the showing? So, of course, I had to cancel the showing because it doesn't look so good. It looks pretty bad. And I said, when do you think you'll have it ready? Well, you know, a family member has to patch it up, maybe a week, maybe two. Well, there's no guarantee that that buyer's going to hang around for a week or two. Had it scheduled for that day, sometimes buyers don't come back, you know. So that's what happens when people that aren't professional move you. You have things that come up, holes in the wall.
Unforeseen consequences.
Yeah, what about the hospital bill that goes with it when he fell down the steps with the dresser in his hands and put his head through the wall?
That's true.
That's what the hospital bill is all part of it, too,
yeah,
unfortunately.
Sure. Yeah, right. And you guys carry insurance.
That's right.
All right. So what about the challenges of moving pets and plants?
Good question. Of course, you know, you have to think about your dog or your cat when you're moving locally or long distance. Of course, long distance is very challenging. We do have a nice flyer on moving your pets available to you. You can email me, go to our website, get the information.
What's the website?
www.lalewismoving.com. And my personal email address is dlewis@lalewismoving.com. You can call our office as well, 570-346-5749. Be happy to mail you out the flyer.
Okay.
Interesting story about moving your pets. One of the sales that we made years ago, when I was still driving, we actually moved the brand new golden retriever in a kennel, and my wife and I took the dog to North Carolina with us in the sleeper, the truck. But that's part of the moving process. We sold the move and delivered the dog the day we got to North Carolina, and then delivered the customer's furniture the following day. But with that being said, you know, there's a lot that goes with moving your pet. You have to watch moving from state to state. You have to check the state to make sure that your pets are all up to date with shots and things like that. And there are transport companies that would be happy to fly your pets. That's part of our moving process, too. I've done that before. Take the pet to the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton Airport, get it on the plane to meet the people when they're delivering, say, in California, for instance. Wow. All part of our service.
How about moving plants? What do we have to think about there?
Moving plants, that's another hot button issue. You want to make remember, especially moving from state to state, we do not insure your plants when they're in transit. Of course, you risk the chance of the plants dying, has no sunlight in the truck. They're locked up in a van that's, of course, if you're in Florida, very hot inside. So unfortunately, your plants are going to not make it to its destination. There are state regulations that regulate moving plants into Florida, for instance, very critical. California, there are a lot of regulations in place where you really can't move your plants into those states without proper documentation. So you want to make sure that you look at the information again that we have available. Happy to mail that flyer out to you. Or have our estimator bring it out when he comes out to do your estimate.
I wouldn't have thought of that, bringing a plant into Florida. Seriously, in case you're bringing some kind of a disease to the citrus or whatever is growing down there around California.
Right. That's the first thing that when the trucks enter the state of Florida, that's the first stop that you have to make as soon as you cross the state line is the agricultural checkpoint that checks your paperwork, that everything is properly documented that's on that van. When you're leaving the state as well, of course, they don't want you running out of Florida with a load of citrus on. That's not too kosher either.
Wow, there's so much to think about, especially when you're moving long distances. This is your business, so you know it, but I wouldn't have thought about this ever.
Never.
Okay. You have a 50-plus program that you offer. Tell me about that.
Why are you looking at me? You're looking over here.
Does that mean 50-plus means how many moves? 50-plus?
50-plus move club.
Or does it have to do with someone's age?
It has to do with someone's age.
All right.
We do offer discounts for people over 50, and this comes down to the long-distance portion of our moving service. There's free boxes involved, guaranteed pickup and delivery dates, things of that, the discounted valuation protection while your furniture in transit. Once again, this flyer is available to us or to you, the consumer. Give us a call, email us, be happy to mail it out to you.
To qualify, just one member of the household must be at least 50 years old.
Are you still looking at me, Jackie?
Ding, what's ding, ding, still, ding, ding.
No, it ain't you.
Ding, ding. Yes, no, it's
no,
not.
No, it's not you.
But
no.
I'm
no,
quickly
you're not.
Approaching.
No, you're not.
All right. Let's live in denial, right?
Okay.
How about children? Moving with children, things that we want to think about there.
Well, just like your pets, you have to take into consideration, moving with children. Lots of things that you have to think about, where they're going to be going to school, getting their records, transporting the records from school to school, and you have to prepare your children for the move itself, too. They're going to have new friends, leaving old friends. Moving is a very traumatic time for not only the people that are relocating, but also your family and your children is a very big part of it. We do have a step-by-step process involved, and once again, we can share all this information to you via either our website, my email, or our telephone.
1 in 5 families move every year, and
What's that? What? 1 in 5 move every year?
1 in 5 families move every year.
I never want to move again.
I don't either.
I don't ever want to go anywhere. It's such a huge hassle.
and many for the first time. And if, you know, sometimes a lot of those moves, you know, people are accustomed to moving. There are people that move quite frequently in life, but other times many just move for the first time. And it affects children in a lot of different ways, you know, socially. And it's a scary time for a lot of them. So, yeah, you have to think about a lot
there. You have to talk to your children. Once again, your children are losing friends.
Security, what they know.
Exactly. Just along with the moving process in general, it's very traumatic to everyone.
Dave, in your experience, I'd like to know this. I'm very curious. Curious kind of person. I often ask a lot of questions, don't I, dear?
Yes, dear.
And it can be very annoying to someone that doesn't like questions.
You could never be annoying to me.
What do people often forget? As a mover, as a professional mover, what do you see happen time and time again?
Well, when people put their furniture in storage, especially around tax time, you get that phone call, I need such and such a box because our tax documents are in that box. And unfortunately, when you put your furniture in storage, it is labor intense to go through your storage lot in order to find that particular box.
And they need it yesterday, right?
Exactly.
Yep. I'm at the tax guy right now,
and I need
the documents.
Need your tax documents.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's
one's a biggie.
That's a big one.
All right. And what would you say when people are packing their own things? What's the best way to pack? Brown paper, newspaper?
Boy, good point. One thing that you don't ever want to use is printed newspaper. You want to make sure when you go to either ourselves or go to the packing store to buy your supplies that you use unprinted newsprint, because the print on a newspaper transfers to your plates, to your good lamps, things of that nature.
And then you can't get it out.
Then you can't get it off. It's permanent.
That is. How about bubble wrap?
Bubble wrap is good. Yes. All different sizes. There's anti-static available for your computer screens.
And boxes. Are there any certain types of boxes?
There's a number of boxes, starting with the smallest size used for your books and records, right up to the picture boxes. Of course, we hit on the flat-screen TV boxes. All of that material is available, not only through me, through your local moving stores.
Wonderful. We had a great discussion with you today as well as last week. Dave Lewis, owner of L.A. Lewis Moving and Storage Company. Once again, your contact info.
Thank you again. It was a pleasure being here. Our company again is L.A. Lewis Moving and Storage, Scranton, Pennsylvania. Our phone, 570-346-5749. Our website, www.lalewismoving.com. My personal email address is dlewis@lalewismoving.com. And you can also follow us on Facebook.
You do residential commercial moves. You do storage and data.
All of the above. We do record storage and do record destruction as well. So everything is shredded properly.
Okay.
And properly documented.
Thanks again for your time.
Thanks for having me, Pat. Jackie.
Thanks for coming.
Pat?
Yes, we have an affordable two-bedroom, one-bath home located at 426 4th Avenue in Scranton for only $50,000. This home is in move-in condition, and it has low taxes of only $1,150 a year. The home has a small yard, and it is just blocks away from the ball field, shopping, and the bus route. It's a cute two-bedroom, one-bath home at 426 4th Avenue in Scranton for only $50,000, and that's listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Remember, you can view our listings, search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jready.com. During the week, you can call 570-344-6724, or you can visit it us at 111 West Drinker Street in Dunmore. Stop in and say hi. Next Saturday, we're here at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. Listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.